Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm James Mason. It is being reported that Californian billionaire Henry Morris is still waiting in the wings and ready to buy Newcastle if the Amanda Staveley-led deal doesn't go through. There have been claims that the proposed Saudi Arabia takeover of Newcastle is in doubt due to piracy issues with the TV rights. With all of that going on, Morris is said to be ready with another excellent offer for the club if the Staveley-led deal falls through, and his business plan is said to be very similar to that of the Saudis. The Burbank-based CEO of Clear TV Limited has already been in discussions with Mike Ashley. That was before Staveley gained exclusivity in the deal, which is understood to have run out in mid-May. Moving on, Newcastle are said to be interested in signing Liverpool forward Jerdan Shaqiri if a takeover goes through in the coming days. Shaqiri has endured a difficult spell at Liverpool since joining the Reds in 2018 for £13 million. Despite being crucial to the iconic 4-0 comeback against Barcelona in last season's Champions League semi-final, he has only played 10 times this term. It is claimed that Shaqiri would be willing to leave Liverpool, and Newcastle are hoping they can tempt him to move to St James's Park. And finally, Newcastle are said to have joined the race to sign a Bournemouth winger Ryan Fraser. The Scotland international's contract at the Vitality Stadium runs out at the end of June, and it looks unlikely that he will put pen to paper on a new deal. There have been plenty of Premier League clubs that have been showing an interest in Fraser, including Arsenal, Chelsea and Tottenham Hotspur. It is now claimed, though, that the Magpies are hoping to sign Fraser on a free this summer. That's all for now. We'll have more later.